Hey everyone, it's Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and I would like to welcome you to this exciting episode in which I'm going to give you some tips on manifesting weight loss in your head so that it can naturally manifest in your body. So sit back, relax, grab something to take notes with if you like, and let's get started.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. For the next several episodes, I'm going to be addressing how you can manifest your own 100-pound weight loss or more or less, whatever your amount is. I will help your mindset shift so that your health can take center stage on the screen of your mind. Remember, I told you about the year of steroids to, cure, in air quotes, my menstrual issues, during which I gained 100 pounds. Well, because I believe that we attract everything we experience into our lives for our benefit, I'm now asking myself why I attracted that. Why did I attract that doctor, that treatment, that result? Why did I need to gain 100 pounds? Well, I thought about it, and I'm going to give you my not-so-short list of the 9 reasons that instantly came to mind when I asked myself that question. And maybe you might see yourself in these answers too, and if so, that's awesome. If not, and you also have a 100-pound weight loss journey ahead of you, I invite you to ask yourself this question and see what comes up. All right. Number one, I have always been an off-the-charts empath. And what that means is that I can sense other people's emotions really strongly, whether I want to or not. And I never knew how to shield myself from other people's negative emotions until very recently, which meant that for about 45 years, I was just a sponge soaking up all the negativity around me. And often I was subconsciously trying to ease the load of those around me, and especially growing up, decreasing the fear and tension in my own home as it got worse and worse with time. So the reason that that impacted my weight is that I was stuffing all of those emotions, mine and everyone else around me, stuffing them down inside my body. Well, eventually, you know what happened? They filled up all the available space. So then I had to start creating more space by building more storage onto my physical body in the form of fat. So that's reason number one, that I needed to attract gaining 100 pounds. Number two, for as long as I can remember, I have been using food to deal with all of my emotions, any emotions that were stronger than neutral. So happy, sad, jealous, excited, irritated, worried, literally any emotion. Instead of just acknowledging those emotions and moving through them, I would use food to deal with them instead. That was number two. Number three, why I needed to attract gaining 100 pounds is that I've been using food as a reward and a celebration for literally everything and didn't know how to stop. And was never motivated to figure out how to stop. So gaining the weight has pushed me to the point where my health has gotten so bad that now I need to look at that. I need to look at my use of food as a reward and a celebration and find something more effective and healthier. Reason number four is that I didn't feel safe as an attractive woman. It scared me. It brought unwanted attention. It brought unwanted advances from guys that made me super uncomfortable. And I, over time, as I developed, you know, as a teenager, it started to feel less and less safe to be beautiful. Reason number five, I didn't feel safe being light enough that someone could pick me up and carry me off. And yes, that happened when I was 10 years old. 10 years old is also when I started to get a little chubby. So those were very strongly correlated to me. If I were bigger and heavier, I couldn't just be snatched up by the neck and carried off. Reason number six, I didn't feel safe with my own urges when it came to boys. And I was raised in a very firm religion that had very specific ideas about being chaste and pure and not doing the things that I had a whole lot of urges to do. So in order to be a good person, I needed to avoid those urges. When I got fatter and fatter, the urges became less and less actionable because nobody wanted to do those things with me. All right, next reason was I didn't have safe boundaries. I didn't know how to build boundaries. I didn't know how to say no. I didn't know how to stick up for myself. I didn't know how to defend myself. I was just open to whatever anyone told me because I was always taught that saying no resulted in very bad consequences. So I didn't say no. And that was dangerous, you know, see the previous reason, especially with boys. So if I built actual physical boundaries onto my body, then that was better than no boundary. Reason number eight, I had a lot of struggles with feeling worthy of love, especially healthy love. And so because I didn't really love myself and didn't think others could love me, food became kind of a comfort. And if I gained 100 pounds, that meant I got to comfort myself way more often because I could eat as much as I wanted. All right. And then reason number nine is that at around age 14, 15, 16, I started to adopt the identity as the fat one in my family. Roles started to come out as, you know, kind of assigned. So I had like the smart one, the funny one, the pretty one, the glamorous one, the fat one. I became the fat one. Okay, so there's nine reasons just off the top of my head of why I needed to manifest 100-pound weight gain. With so many reasons to get fat, of course I did. I became drawn to the behaviors and the situations that would ensure my future obesity. I attracted those things because of the thoughts and beliefs I had about myself and my place in this world. I gained that weight in my mind before I ever gained it on my body. Which, by the way, tangent but relevant, that's why I have never opted into having bariatric surgery. I always knew that I would just gain the weight back again if I did get a gastric bypass, because in my mind, I had not changed from a fat girl to a skinny, healthy girl, which is exactly why so many people who get the surgery end up just as obese as they started, and sometimes even more obese. It's because they never lost the fat in their subconscious mind. They never lost that identity, and they never resolved all those issues. So their subconscious mind made sure to reinstate their old ways so that they would return to their old self. Comfortable, familiar, safe, and obese. Having a portion of your stomach removed will not remove all the limiting beliefs, all the unhealthy coping mechanisms, and all the lack of boundaries that caused us to gain all this weight in the first place. What needs to happen is that we need to release those behaviors and those fears that, for me, turned my former cheerleader body into what it is now. And as I release those, the release is reflected in my weight. I'm getting healthier both physically and emotionally. And I believe that those two aspects of healing and weight loss must pace each other. They have to go at equal paces in order for any weight loss to be effective and permanent. And Belief Breakthrough, as you know, has been pivotal for me. And if you've heard my Laundry Mountain story, which I told in detail in episode 100, you know that I finally found that final layer of my powerlessness breakthrough this past January. And since January, the weight has just been falling off. It has been the easiest weight loss ever. And it's because I had that final breakthrough, which has allowed me to believe a new identity about myself. So my 100-pound journey has to happen in my head just as critically as it's happening in my body. And so must yours if it's going to be successful and permanent. So if you are on your own weight loss journey and you're listening to this episode, here are my tips for success that are working really well for me. First of all, journal when you feel those emotions. When you feel the emotions coming, don't just automatically stuff them down. Don't go for numbness. Don't go for distraction. Feel them. Journal them. Write about it. Acknowledge it. It is definitely the healthier choice. Second, find new ways to celebrate and reward yourself that don't involve food. You don't have to celebrate and reward yourself with food anymore. You can choose new things like experiences or a new crystal, which is something I love to get, or new makeup or new jewelry or shoes or anything. There's so many amazing things out there that are not food related. Third, find healthier ways to accomplish the things that being fat is doing for you now. And that's going to require some journaling on your part. Think about the things in your life that being fat does for you. And then pick one this week to find a healthier alternative for. So if being fat is helping you establish boundaries, physical, actual boundaries of fat around your body, then this week I want you to focus on finding one way to have a stronger mental, emotional, energetic boundary in your life so that you feel comfortable and safe saying no. All right, next. Of course, you guys know that I am a huge fan of radical accountability. So I offer this idea for your decision. You decide. I know it's kind of extreme, but consider choosing a consequence for failure that is so heinous that you will do anything to avoid it. You guys, I am not shaving my head in June because that is so heinous. I am doing everything to avoid it. In fact, one of the things I did to help me is that I went through every Friday from now until June 16th, mathematically figured out what weight I need to be at each Friday in order to be 40 pounds less by a week early. I gave myself a week buffer. And so every Friday, if I didn't weigh that amount, I'd know I was behind and would have to take some much stronger measures the upcoming week to get caught up. So far, I'm way ahead. So I'm doing great. So consider choosing a consequence that scares you enough that you'll do anything to avoid it. All right, so those are my tips for having a successful, permanent, large weight loss experience. Now, if you are ready to look at your life honestly, objectively, and see what needs to get unstuck so that you can move forward, I am inviting you to look into working with me. I am a multi-certified life coach, and I can help you find your own laundry mountains and those other limiting beliefs that are causing you to self-sabotage over and over again, especially when you're just clicking and making amazing progress. That's when self-sabotage really, really comes up for most people. And in order to help you make the decision to be all in on making some progress, getting yourself unstuck, I have started a spring special for coaching. So my spring special is $500 for 5 coaching sessions, which is an amazing deal. It's actually less than half price. It's more than 50% off. And then when you realize how much it's helping you in your life and your business, I'm even going to let you renew for that same special spring special price if you sign up now. So to contact me, send me an email at Kelly, that is K-E-L-L-Y, at thequeenofmanifesting.com. Kelly at thequeenofmanifesting.com. And let's have an honest chat about what that could look like for us to work together on your issues, your blocks, and your goals. And don't forget, you guys, register for my Queen Retreat, which is happening June 9th through 12th right here in Utah. It will be in Richfield, Utah, which is kind of right smack in the center of the state of Utah. And the closest airports for that are McCarran in Las Vegas and Salt Lake International here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And just so you know, we have confirmed the Firewalk facilitator again. So he will be coming on the final night, June 11th. You'll be able to walk on fire with me. Walking on fire, you guys, oh my gosh, it's something that completely changed my life the first time I did it. And has had a profound effect on me every time I've done it since then. So I highly recommend you do a firewalk. If not with me, find another one, but it will change your life. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you guys for listening and for being a part of my own manifesting journey. And may you all manifest miracles this week in your own life. I'm sending you all the good vibes, and I hope to see you at my retreat in June. This is Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and I will talk to you again next Monday morning at 9 a.m.